Beck, your Moyle company, and your local Mobil service station, marketers of Plume Motor Spirit and We're Fighting Mobil Oil, present Mobil Song. Mobil Song, the stories and songs of the makers of music, starring Glenda Raymond.
Tonight, Mobil Song brings you the story of the girl from Tennessee.
Grace, where are you?
Here, Papa.
Grace, I have something to say to you.
Yes, Papa?
Why have you disgraced the name of Moore?
I don't understand, Papa.
Did you or did you not borrow $50 from Fisher Hepburn?
How did you get to hear about that?
Never mind how. The point is that I do know you borrowed that money. And not only that, Grace, I know why you borrowed it. You're planning to leave home, aren't you?
Not for good, Papa. Only for a little while.
I know. You want to go on the stage. The stage. I little thought I'd ever have a child of mine get an idea like that into her head.
But there's nothing wrong with the stage, Papa. There's lots of very respectable people in the theater. People like Julia Marlowe and Jenny Lind.
Do you think you can sing like Jenny Lind?
Well, maybe not yet.
Not yet. You've got some mighty big ideas, my girl.
But, Papa, that famous singer who was here in Jellicoe last year, Madame Mary Garden, she said I could be a great singer if I worked hard enough and overcame all the obstacles. I guess you're one of them, Papa.
Well, I've been called many things in my life, but never an obstacle before.
Oh, Papa, I didn't mean it that way.
I know you didn't, Grace, but I want you to realize that I've got your interests at heart.
Then let me go to New York. Please let me go.
Grace, give me the money you borrowed from Fisher.
But I've promised to return it, Papa. Fisher doesn't mind waiting.
Give it to me, I said.
All right. There it is. But I think you're very cruel.
Thank you, Grace. I'll return this to the young man tomorrow. Now, here's something for you.
What is it?
It's a single ticket to New York and $100 for expenses.
Papa! You'll let me go? You don't mind?
Yes, I do mind. But if you're set on going, you'll go on my money, or not at all.
Oh, Papa, you won't regret it. I promise you won't.
Well, I hope not. But just you remember, Grace, that the name of Moore is well respected here in Tennessee. And I hope you'll keep it that way in New York.
Oh, yes, Papa.
What are you going to do when you get there, anyway?
It's all arranged, Papa. I've got an appointment for an audition on Saturday at the New York National Theater.
Who's next, Sam?
Let's see. Girl named Moore. Grace Moore.
Grace Moore!
Here!
Oh, there she is, boss. Up on stage, you're ready to sing.
Okay, go ahead.
My heart on the throne.
Sings okay.
Looks okay, too.
What you can see of her. Tell her to come down here, Sam.
Come down here, will you, kid?
Yes, sir.
Where's she from, Sam?
Jellicoe, Tennessee.
She looks it. Pretty, though, in a hick kind of way.
She comes.
Have I engaged? Is my voice good enough?
Well, voice is not bad. Not bad at all. But lift your skirt, girlie.
Lift my skirt? Whatever for?
So I can see the legs, of course. What do you think?
Oh! There! And please remember, I don't sing with my legs.
Why, you little...
Miss Moore!
I'm sorry, but he broke it on himself.
Miss Moore, go over there and sit down, will you?
Oh, very well. But I just had to do it, you know.
What happens now, boss? Do I get rid of her?
Get rid of her? I should say not.
But she slapped you.
Yeah. She's kind of cute, isn't she? That Dixie accent of hers. Yeah, I guess she's the real thing, Sam. We can use a girl like that in the show.
Well, I tell her she's gotten herself a job?
No, Sam. Don't let her think it's as easy as all that. Slap her down a bit, pal. Take the starch out of her. Tell her to come back tomorrow.
Okay.
Miss Moore?
Yeah?
You shouldn't have done that, you know.
No, I guess not. But Papa told me I wasn't to let anyone get fresh for me.
He didn't mean it that way. He was just doing his job.
I suppose that's the end of my chances of starting work with the show.
Well, I've been trying to make excuses for you, kid, but it's been tough going. He wanted me to give you the gate, but I've persuaded him to give you another chance.
Oh, thanks. What do I have to do?
Come back tomorrow and sing that song all over again. And this time, girlie, you gotta be more than good. You gotta be terrific.
Hey, boss.
Yeah?
That kid from the deep south here again, you know, Grace Moore.
Oh, sure, sure. The one who slapped my face because I wanted to know what kind of legs she's got. We don't often meet that sort of girl on Broadway, Sam.
No, sir, we don't.
Just the same, she mustn't be encouraged to go on doing things like that. Where's she now?
Up on stage waiting to sing. She looks like she's scared stiff.
All the better. Call her on, Sam. Give it to her good and loud.
Okay, Miss Moore, you're next. And get a move on, girlie.
That's the way to talk to her, Sam. Put her on her mettle.
Right, Mort. Let's play.
What's the matter with her? Why doesn't she sing?
Go on, girlie, go on!
What the heck?
She's pointing to her mouth. Something's wrong. I guess she must have lost her voice.
Too bad. There's nothing to do with us. Call the next one on, Sam.
Next, please. Next, Gertie.
This is the story of how Grace Moore, later to become one of the world's most popular artists, began her career. To lose her voice at such a time was almost a death blow to her hopes, even at this stage of her life. But Grace wasn't the kind of girl who gave in easily. However, before we tell you how she overcame this particular obstacle, let's hear something even more important.
Remember that an engine responds to kindness, just like a human being. Give your car or truck the perfect, balanced, cushioning lubrication of the new wear-fighting Mobil Oil, and you'll be rewarded with smooth running, easy starting, and a positive refusal to cause wear, trouble, and expense. A planned program of Mobil lubrication will keep you and your car on the best of terms. See your local Mobil service station under the sign of the Flying Red Horse.
We've told you how Grace Moore, fresh from Tennessee, went to New York to break into the theatrical business, but lost her voice just at the wrong time. For a moment, she was panic-stricken and almost decided to catch the next train home. But soon recovering her courage, she began to make inquiries as to how the damage could be repaired. She was advised to consult a certain Dr. Marafiotti, who acted as throat doctor for most of the Metropolitan Opera singers. After a lengthy examination, the doctor was not very optimistic.
Signorina, you may never sing again.
What?
Acute laryngitis and severe strain are apparent in the cords of the throat. The trouble appears to have been brought on by some psychological factor.
I was scared. That was it. I was scared.
Well, your chances of a future recovery lie in rest and a complete silence. Even a one word may endanger your chances. So don't say even that one word.
Oh.
Oh, music is a hard road. And you'll need plenty of courage. Come back to see me in 3 months, and I will tell you if it is worthwhile to go on. Keep your mouth open wide. Hey, the back. It's tongue nice and flat. Say these words after me. Io
you.
Tea.
Tea.
Say green.
Say green.
Come.
Come.
Read.
Read. Sorry, doctor.
Mm-hmm. D.
D.
Pace.
Pace.
Lungo.
Lungo.
Le.
Le.
Via.
Via.
Del.
Del.
Ciel.
Ciel.
Good. Good. Come back tomorrow. Now, sing softly.
Io ti segue come ride di pace lungo le vie del ciel.
Very well. Come back tomorrow. Now, Miss Amour, sing a scale for me, please.
Yes, Doctor.
Thank you, Miss Amour. Come back tomorrow. Thank you, Your Grace. That is all.
You mean until tomorrow?
No, my task is completed. I believe you are safer now.
I can sing again?
See, if you do as I tell you. You are short of money, are you not?
If it hadn't been for you and your wife, I wouldn't have been able to stay on in New York. I practically live in your house and had nearly all my meals here.
Do not overtax your vocal cords, Your Grace. Save them for the audition I have arranged for you.
Audition? What for? When?
Quietly, quietly. Not so much excitement. You will present yourself at the Whitney Theater tomorrow morning at 10:00. You will ask for Mr. Jerome Kern.
What are you going to sing for us, Miss Moore?
My Hero, from The Chocolate Soldier.
Good. But just a moment, I want to make sure our leading lady's here.
Is Miss Carter in the theater?
Yes, Jerry, I'm here. What is it?
I'd like you to hear this girl, Julia. She may be the one we're looking for.
All right, tell her to go ahead. I'll be listening.
Sing your number now, Miss Moore. And good luck.
Thanks, Mr. Kern.
Like on earth who shall discover.
Do you think Miss Carter was pleased?
If she wasn't, there must be something wrong with her. Anyway, we'll soon know because she's coming up on stage right now.
What's your name, dear?
Grace Moore.
Your voice isn't too bad.
It's a beautiful voice, Julia, the best I've heard in years. She's just the type for this part we're trying to fill. And we can make her your understudy, too.
We'll give her a trial. But don't get any wrong ideas about yourself, dear. I'm the star of this show, and that's the way it's got to be, now and all the time.
Miss Moore, you're getting in my way in the bridal scene. Would you mind standing further upstage?
But, Miss Carter...
You can't upstage the kid anymore, Julia, or she won't be heard at all.
Then you'd better get rid of her, Jerry, and engage your girl with a bigger voice.
My voice is as big as yours, Miss Carter.
Don't talk to me like that. Any more of it and you'll be out.
I'm sorry.
You'd better be sorry. I'm getting just about sick of you, Miss Grace Moore. Watch your step, that's all. Watch your step.
How do you like the number I wrote for you, Grace?
Oh, Jerry, it's a lovely song. Do you think it suits me?
Well, I had you in mind when I wrote it. And you're singing it just the way I imagined you would. Wait till the show opens, Grace. You're going to be a big success.
What? In that small part?
Well, you've only got one number to sing, it's true. But I think you're going to run away with the show.
Jerry!
Yes, Julia?
I want to talk to you a moment.
Okay.
No, don't go, Miss Moore. This concerns you, too. So you'd better hear what I've got to say.
Go ahead, then.
It's just this. I want to sing that last number you wrote, Jerry.
But I wrote it for Grace.
It's the only song I've got in the show.
I'm sorry, but that's the way it's got to be. If you're not satisfied, Miss Moore, you know what to do.
Oh, please. Oh, Jerry. Jerry.
Well, Grace, how do you feel for your first night?
Doesn't make much difference now, Jerry. There's nothing left of my part.
I know. It was a darn shame the way she took that song away from you. But she's the star, you see, and she has to have her way.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter, but I would have sung that song well, Jerry.
Yes, I know you would. Hey, here, let me give you a hand with that makeup. You need a little more eyeshadow.
Miss Moore!
Well, what's wrong?
What's happened, Fred?
Julie Carter's sick. She can't go on.
What?
Grace, do you know what this means? It's your big chance. You've got to take Julia's place. You've got to prove that Grace Moore's just as good. Better, in fact.
Oh, no. I'm scared. I'm scared. I can't do it.
Grace, don't you want to make up to yourself for all you've had to put up with these last 2 weeks? Don't you want to show you're a better artist than Julia Carter?
But, Jerry...
This is your big chance, Grace. Grab it with both hands. This is the start of your career. Let it be a night you'll remember all your life.
If I can only...
You can, you will. Go on out there, girl, and make a name for yourself.
Grace Moore, the girl from Tennessee, had broken through at last. It wasn't much of a show, it wasn't much of a part. But it was good enough to give a glimpse of the artist who, years later, was to set the world's applause rippling with this song. Yes, One Night of Love. A film and a song that made history and gave Grace Moore a place in the hearts of music lovers all the world over. A place that she was to hold for the remaining days of her life. In fact, up to that day in 1947, when a tragic accident put an end to a career that was in its way, unique in the world of music. And so we pay tribute to an artist who's fully deserved our plaudits. The girl from Tennessee, Grace Moore.
From all over Australia comes news of the great new wear-fighting Mobil Oil. Everywhere, motorists in their thousands have changed to this great new oil for constant protection against not one, but every cause of engine wear, for better engine performance, and for longer life for their cars. All motor car and motorcycle manufacturers endorse the use of the new wear-fighting Mobil Oil. If you have not yet changed, go to your nearest Mobil service station and drain and refill with the correct grade of new wear-fighting Mobil Oil, the greatest oil ever made.
Mobil Song was written by John Ormiston Reed and narrated by Roland Strong. The producer was Dorothy Crawford. The program starred Glenda Raymond. The Mobil Theater Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford. Mobil Song, presented for your enjoyment by the Vacuum Oil Company and your local Mobil service station.
Remember, for better motoring, always buy from the Plume pump.